It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtenleave, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson with a line full of Red Sox fans outside, actually, and a few Blue Jays fans. Mm-hmm. You know Max Scherzer isn't playing tonight, right? He's not pitching?
Scratched, back spasms.
Scratched, unfortunately.
Losers.
You're still going to win.
World Series losers.
Losers.
Even as a Red Sox fan, our team's not that great right now.
Run home, kind of. Run home.
That's right. And listen, the Red Sox fans, hey, it's great if we get a win. That's nice. We hear Scherzer's not pitching. You're like, this.
We got a chance.
Maybe, just maybe, as I keep saying, we're not going to strand 13 men on base like we did last night. And we seem to do every night. We will see. We shall see. But I love it when they're all lined up getting ready to go in. Did you say it was John Williams bobblehead night?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
There we go.
That's the weirdest thing ever. Sorry.
Oh, Boston Pops. You know,
like, so weird. Oh, okay. Well, oh, he was?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was the legendary guy.
Yeah, and I did not realize that. Yeah, so I take it all back.
Boston icon. The guy who wrote the song. He wrote the theme to Jaws.
I know. I didn't know he had ties to Boston. So that was
Angry Jurassic Park textures earlier saying you left that off your list.
Well, that's
it's not in the top five.
Really?
No. Number five is Home Alone. Number four is Star Wars. Number
That's
three
too low for Star Wars.
Dude, listen to the top three.
Okay.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Number two is Jaws. And number one is E.T.
Star Wars 1, Jaws 2.
I mean, Jaws is just...
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no. It's so great. But it's classic.
It is classic.
It might be the most recognizable theme song of any movie.
It might be.
Yep.
Probably is.
But E.T. is the only, it's the only song that I've ever seen make grown men cry. Mm-hmm. Consistently. The ending of E.T., and it's not that, and listen, Spielberg was great, don't get me wrong. It's that song. It's the dun, 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 dun. And Elliot's looking up there and the wind's blowing in his face and then it, boom, cuts to black. I have seen grown men cry, more grown men cry in that movie. And I've talked to people who's watched their dads cry at E.T. because of that song. That is powerful, my friend. That is 100% power right there.
No doubt.
All right, speaking of power, let's talk about power lists, power rankings. And Wiggy made his own this morning. And is this of, he believed, the top five quarterbacks of all time?
Yeah,
of all time.
Or is this of now?
No, all time.
Oh. All time.
But I still think it's controversial.
Okay.
But I want you. I just wanted Ted to respond because they were going through the list. I'm a sucker for top five quarterbacks of all time, anytime. Like, you can bring this topic up anytime. But Stiz has Wiggy's list.
Okay, let's take a listen.
All right, top five of all time. Obviously, Brady. I'd probably go Peyton Manning number two.
Good choice.
God.
You're only picking guys who threw passes to you?
That's well, I mean, you, no, I'm going biased. Off of
I probably
guys,
would
you, right. you know,
you're
that
biased.
Marino would probably be my number three.
What? Over Mahomes?
Would I put Mahomes up there right now?
What about Elway?
Elway would definitely be up there. I was going to have Elway. I was thinking five. I was wondering if I should put Mahomes or Montana at number four.
You have to have Joe Montana there.
I would
don't
probably,
do it, Wiggy. Don't count out, Wiggy.
Sean, get lost.
Playing the quarterback position, Wiggy.
I'd probably
tomorrow,
go.
Right, that's enough,
who
that's
you take? Mahomes. Huh.
Okay, so that is just an outrageous top five by Wiggy. That's crazy. Now, Ted, you played the game, and you played against some of these guys, so... From a defensive perspective, give me your top five.
I would say top five. I'm gonna put. I would put Manning at number five. I would put.
Which much better? He had him two.
Yeah,
he had Peyton.
No. Peyton. No. Peyton was a hell of a quarterback, but he's not the second best quarterback of all time. Are you kidding me? I would put Manning at five. I would put Marino at four. Hmm. I would put Elway at. Wait a minute. I would put, let's see, Manning at five, Marino at four, Elway at three. I would put, sorry. I'd put Manning at five, mm-hmm. and then I would put Marino at four, Mahomes at three.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And Montana?
Montana at two.
Okay.
And Brady at one.
All right. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's and? Better. I got Brady one. I would put Montana two, and then I probably would go Peyton three, and then Elway four, Mahomes five. That would be, and then maybe Drew Brees six, if you want to go.
Of all time, Drew Brees.
I think he's just got so much, the numbers are crazy.
You don't put Favre, would Favre be a consideration?
Favre would be after that, and then Bradshaw, Marino, Aaron Rodgers, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Manning is two is not, that's too high.
That's way
too
high.
I mean, he's won two Super Bowls.
Can't put him ahead of Montana.
One of them.
One's not because of him.
Correct. And Elway was just a more dynamic player.
Yeah.
Than Manning. You know, and Marino, I don't know. He had Marino pretty high too, didn't he?
Yeah, way high. I don't have him that. He didn't never won. I mean, he's statistics, but I'd have him 10th, you know, maybe.
I will go number 5, Mark Sanchez. Number 4, Rex Grossman.
Oh, great.
Super Bowl
How about that?
Player, Rex Grossman.
Joe Milton
Grossman.
Make your top 5?
Brad Johnson.
Number 3, Brock Osweiler.
Yep.
Number 2, we'll throw in Tom Brady. And number 1, Tim Tebow.
Oh, you know,
let it be written, let it be done.
Belichick always had Burt Jones up there. You know, that was his.
He
said best all time.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, we'll really say that.
Just like a Belichick.
Still doing these days. Where's Bill? He's been out of the news cycle.
Ready for the comeback.
Jordan popped up a second ago, or like a couple days ago. Remember? What was that all about? I don't know. I got like a text from either Stiz or somebody.
Yeah, it was me.
Jordan.
So, Ted, she filed a, I don't know if it's a FOIA, Freedom of Information, but she's demanding all the email correspondence between UNC staff and Belichick and her.
Get this. So the head coach of UNC's football's girlfriend is wants the school to show her correspondence between them and other entities. It's like,
well, when you
Bill,
put it
what
like
are you
that.
Doing, dude? What are you doing?
That'll make him more well liked amongst his employers.
Seriously,
he's trying to get fired,
does
right?
Does he win more than 4 games? He won 4 games last year.
Yes.
Does he win?
Yes, he does.
I don't think so.
I just think because you can't do much worse than 4 games. Yeah. Like, I mean, that was that's as awful as.
Do
it
you know
could
how
be.
Many games he lost like in the last just minute of the games just because of bad?
It takes him a year to get going. Same with
that's
here.
What he always
no, was it his first game that like they scored right off out of the ball?
Right out of the game.
Like, whoa! The
first series. There's Jordan's up there. Lawrence Taylor's up in the stands.
Then they just got
and then
smacked.
It just went
just
downhill.
Absolutely destroyed.
Incredible.
Oh man!
I can't get enough UNC football.
Is that a top 5 moment in your life watching that?
That
season?
Was pretty. That was fun. But you know what? Just because I pretty much said that was how it was going to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's how it ended here. So I mean, it was kind of a continuation. All right, 617-779-7935. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.